All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Panthers with this 7-point lead right now, 17-10. And things got off to a really good start for the Panthers as they jumped out to a 14-0 lead. But Northern Michigan, Scott, able to battle back there and get that late field goal to cut it to 17-10. And so that's where we are right now. And, boy, again, it certainly could have been maybe a bigger score, but well, you talk to the coaches, you were down on the field. Some have actually stopped by here on the way. We're in for a dogfight here today.
Well, and they knew it. I mean, this team is a different team than last year that we played and beat by 40 points down in Columbus. This team has done a complete 180, really from about the midway point of last season to where they are now. And they knew they weren't just going to walk in here and roll over them like they were able to last year. And really a couple of the key plays there start the second quarter. A couple of defensive breakdowns let Northern Michigan's offense kind of get rolling, get back into the game. And then you let them score in the two-minute drive. Yeah, you hold them to a field goal, but still they're able to kind of get a little something back that they might have given up there at the end of the second quarter.
All right, numerically, total offense right now for Northern Michigan, 40 plays, 256 yards. On the ground, 24 rushes for 119. Wyatt Juriston, 11 carries for 74. Quarterback Cody Sapanik, 10 carries for 46. Through the air, Sapanik, 10 out of 16 with an interception, 137 yards. Receiving, Marcus Tucker, 5 catches for 67, but I would gather at least 4 of those catches came on that last drive for Northern Michigan. Christian Jesse, who had the big week last week, only 2 catches, but he does have 54 yards receiving in the first half. So 256 for Northern in half number one. For the Panthers, they ran 11 fewer plays, just 29, but only had 8 fewer yards, 248. On the ground, 17 attempts for 171 yards. Brandon Schoen, 8 carries for 114 and a touchdown, including a school record 85-yarder in the first quarter. Also, Mark Nichols, 8 carries, 53 yards in the first half. Through the air, Mark Miller, good percentage, 8 out of 11 for 70 yards. He has a touchdown and an interception on the day, but the longest pass play for ODU today, just 13 yards. Abe Johnson, 5 catches for 37. Des Stewart, 2 catches for 24. Ronald McLeod and Brandon Schoen each have catches in the first half. So, Scott, only 8-yard difference between total offense. 11 more plays by Northern Michigan. Panthers moving it consistently on the ground after we watched Northern's defense give up over 400 yards passing to Finley a week ago.
Well, you look at ODU's offense and averaging, you mentioned just the 29 plays. Well, when you're averaging 8.6 yards per play, I think you can live with that. You know, you're not going to, when you have a couple of the big plays that they had, with the Brandon Schoen long touchdown run, then the short field after the turnover, yeah, you're going to not necessarily run as many plays as Northern does here. And but the big thing, you're right, is going to be the passing game. Can they hit a couple big plays in this passing game? That might help further open up some running lanes for Schoen and Nichols here in the second half.
Panthers got scores. Brandon Schoen, 85-yard touchdown run. Abe Johnson, a 13-yard pass for Northern. Then they got it to 14-7 after a Cody Sapanik 8-yard run. Brent Wally added a 33-yard field goal late second quarter. Last play second quarter, Lincoln Meyer, 23-yard field goal. That's where we are right now, 17-10 in favor of Ohio Dominican. Second half kickoff, 2.5 minutes away. Back to the studios. Charlie Danis.
Thank you very much, Todd. We are now going to be continuing here on the halftime show. As Todd was talking about, things looking pretty good for the Panthers. Could have been a couple of plays there where the Panthers could have really have blown that game wide open. But still, they are leading this game. They're going for their third win here on the Young 2013 campaign. And as Todd mentioned early on the broadcast, if the Panthers are able to get their third win over Northern Michigan today, that would make it their first 3-0 start to begin a season since 2007. Let's just hope that the Panthers are able to do just that. We're going to take a quick time out here, but when we return, we'll send it right back out to the Superior Dome to get second half play underway. The Ohio Dominican Panthers leading Northern Michigan 17-10 at the half. This has been the Panthers Halftime Show here on your home for Ohio Dominican Panthers football, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
What do you want your college degree to say about you? A degree from Ohio Dominican University says you demand more from your college education. It says that ethics and values are important to you, that you appreciate perspectives offered by experts in their field, that you value having a voice in the classroom, that you don't just want a job, but a fulfilling career you can be proud of. That's what your degree from Ohio Dominican University will say about you. Discover more at ohiodominican.edu.
Superior Dome. Let's now send it back out to Todd Bell for the start of the second half. Gentlemen, please take it away.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Todd Bell, Scott Miles here at the Superior Dome. Again, Matt Natale unable to make the journey up to Marquette. He'll be back behind the mic next Saturday when the Panthers take on nationally ranked Grand Valley State. They come into the weekend 10th in the country. That'll be a noon kickoff from Panther Field as Ohio Dominican will welcome Grand Valley for the first time. 17-10. Panthers will have the ball first to start the second half today, and perhaps the next score in this game will be a determining outcome of how the second half is played. Panthers, for the most part, dominated the first half, but again, allowing Northern Michigan to tack on that late three and make it 17-10. And two turnovers by Northern Michigan helped lead to 10 points for Ohio Dominican, so I'm sure that was the conversation for Coach Ostrowski's bunch in the locker room. Don't turn it over, make a couple of big plays, and we'll be just fine and come out with another Superior Dome win. To our right, it is John Linkenmeyer, who's got it teed up. To our left, Dave Johnson and Mark Nichols are back deep to receive. Panthers in the visiting whites today. Northern Michigan going with the white pants, the green top, and the yellow helmet. Second half about ready to go. Everybody to their feet for the kickoff here at the Superior Dome, which has got a great crowd in it today. Linkenmeyer right foots it. And this will be near the goal line, near left pylon, where Nichols will bring it out. Up to number 10, out to the 20. He spun around at the 25 and then hit out of bounds by the kicker, Linkenmeyer, who's going to get a 15-yard penalty for hitting him out of bounds. That'll be great starting field position. It'll be out near the 40 to the, maybe the 45-yard line for ODU.
Well, that's that first big break of the half that you're looking for. And, chance to start out past the 40, give yourself a short field. It was a nice return to begin with from Nichols on a good high, deep kick that reached the end zone. But then, Linkenmeyer shoots himself in the foot a little bit here. It's him that gets whistled for the penalty.
So they are going to call the 15-yard penalty. So the ball's going to come from the 27 out to the 42. And you couldn't have asked for a better start here for Ohio Dominican as they will scrimmage. Mark Miller, 8 of 11 passing in the first half, but again for only 70 yards. His only deep ball that they tried was intercepted when it was thrown into double coverage. And the Panthers will start out in empty backfield. Four wide receivers, including Brandon Schoen, the running back, over here to the near side. Empty backfield for Mark Miller, who will bring Schoen in motion. He'll zip in front of him and hand it to him. Schoen sweeping left, turns upfield 40, 45 to the 48-yard line. A little jet sweep to Brandon Schoen. Hard to get that. Usually you see the little guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get in motion, they play it hard, and they turn upfield. Hard to get Brandon Schoen to get turned around that edge and get upfield.
Yeah, but he was still able to do it for about 6.5-7 yards there on first down.
High octane offense for the Panthers, who will turn and give to Schoen again. Up the middle, good push by the line, but now Schoen bounces it outside. 50, 45 of Northern Michigan, getting blocks downfield from quarterback Mark Miller. Schoen thrown to the ground out of bounds at the 35 with no penalty flag, but that'll be a gain of 17 for Schoen.
Again, a play, not a lot there, kind of got bunched up, and Schoen was able to actually backpedal a couple of steps to avoid two tacklers. You got Miller leading them around that left edge and able to get the corner and into Northern Michigan territory.
From the 35, first down and 10 Panthers. Mark Nichols will replace Schoen in the backfield out of the pistol formation. It is Jared Butler in motion, now tight to the left side of the line. Two tight ends here for ODU as Nichols cuts upfield, 35 down to the 32. Gain of 3 for Mark Nichols, who in the first half had 53 yards rushing, but he had some very important second quarter runs for ODU. The one time backed up like second and 18, and he rattled up two 10-yard runs that got him a first down. Now it's second down and 7, Panthers, who will have McLeod and Johnson right. Butler leaves. They go back to 3 wide receivers as Stewart will come onto the field and be wide to the left. Nichols behind Miller out of the pistol on 2nd and 7. Mark, quick throw right side as he is hit and incomplete. Boy, he got hit up around the shoulder pads as well by Adam Williams, who made a couple of impact plays early in the game, then didn't say his name the rest of the first half. It'll be 3rd and 7.
Miller was throwing that pass. I think there was some miscommunication there with the receivers. I think Miller was anticipating that blitz and threw it for a short route, and you had both McLeod and Johnson here on the near side were running streaks down the field, neither one of them recognizing that that needed to be a shorter route there on the blitz.
Third down play for ODU. They were 5 of 6 in the first half. Two receivers right, one left. They need the 25 for a first down. Miller out of the pistol takes the snap. Steps to his right, back to his left. Going to try and run upfield and tackled at the 33. That's going to be a loss of a yard on the play. And it'll be fourth down and long now for ODU.
Well, see if they leave the offense out here on the field. And for right now, it looks like they will.
We are in the Superior Dome, so you have no issues with the elements in terms of wind or anything of that nature. And ODU will go for it on fourth down and 8. Panthers 0 for 3 in the first 2 weeks on fourth down. First try today. Again, they need the 25. Two receivers right for Miller. Mark will roll to this near side. He will look downfield. Now will throw late. And was it caught on the sideline? They say it was by Abe Johnson at the 20. Now the officials will get together. It's going to be a catch. Panthers have a first down. Great catch, Abe Johnson.
Abe Johnson coming back to the football. And that's the first time that Miller has actually been able to roll out to the right side, the wide side of the field. Usually he has to roll left and throw across his body. This time he can throw with his body moving forward, and a big first down for ODU.
And now it's Mark Nichols gets a block over the 15 and leans forward to the 9. Gain of 8 on first down for Mark Nichols.
Not much there. How does he worm his way through that little hole and able to dive forward, get those last couple extra yards?
Between he and Schoen, they're both so strong. If they can just get their bodies through the littlest of seams, and then they can just power their way forward.
And balance, too.
Second down play coming up. Two receivers right, Des Stewart left for Mark Miller on 2nd and a long 2. It's Nichols again going left. Cuts back, spins into the hole, and brought down right at the first down marker. Rodney Lamar had a hold of the legs of Mark Nichols. And it's going to be 3rd and less than a yard now for ODU.
And this is a place where the Panthers have struggled, I think, a little bit offensively the first couple weeks. In these 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2 situations, we saw them couldn't get it down here on the near the end of the first half. Had to settle for a field goal. Let's see if they can pick this one up here.
Two tight end, 3rd and less than a yard. Shown now in the backfield behind Miller, and the Panthers move. Umpire just threw the flag and a procedure penalty against Ohio Dominican. Let's see here. Penalties in the first half. 4 for Northern Michigan, 3 for ODU, but Panthers
all
had
late.
30 yards in penalties and only 14 yards in penalties for Northern.
All late penalties, too, on those last drive or two.
So instead of 3rd and a yard, it's 3rd and 6 as the ball will come back to the 13-yard line. Johnson slot right, McLeod far right. To the left is Stewart. Miller dumps it to Brandon Schoen. Hit the backfield, breaks that tackle. 15 to the 10, to the 5, and out of bounds near the 4-yard line. That is a first down, Ohio Dominican. I don't know how Brandon Schoen got the defender to miss, but a huge play. And now an injured player for Northern on the sidelines, out of bounds, will stop play.
Well, Todd, I'll be honest. Could have been a little questionable block there. Might have been a little block in the back on the right side that kind of helped free showing up, and now we're going to have a timeout on the field for this injury.
So it'll be 1st and goal, Panthers inside the 5. The penalty doesn't come back to hurt them, and now they work on the injured Wildcat over here to our right. Mentioned next week, it's Grand Valley, and then the following home game will be October 17th. That'll be a Thursday night, nationally televised game, 8 p.m. from Panther Field. Panthers playing a couple of Thursdays for the first time ever, playing in a dome for the first time ever, and on national TV for the first time ever.
And great opportunity for Panther fans that they can purchase their seat backs for the rest of the season as well. Those are available on the Athletics website, OhioDominicanPanthers.com. Check out the ticket page for more information. We still have packages available for the rest of the season, just $30 on top of your general admission price to get the season ticket for your last 3 home games.
Nick Krause ended up being the banged-up Wildcat, jogged over to the near sideline. In fact, he was already on the near sideline and out of bounds, so just jogged back to his mates. And now it's first and goal, Panthers, to our right at the four. Jared Butler in motion, two tight ends, ODU is shown behind Miller and takes the handoff. Slices to his left, bounces it to the outside, to the five. He'll walk in, touchdown. Brandon Schoen from 4 yards out, again making defenders miss. And the Panthers have extended their lead to 23-10.
Thomas McNamara might be having nightmares of Brandon Schoen tonight. He got beat on that 85-yard touchdown run. Same play here. Schoen's bottled up behind the line of scrimmage. McNamara had a chance to bring him down really for a loss of 2 or 3 yards. Just couldn't quite wrap him up. Schoen has that burst to get around the corner for the touchdown.
And now Brent Wally out to try the point after for Ohio Dominican. Panthers with a huge start to this third quarter. Extra point try. Hayes snaps it. Snyder puts it down. Wally puts it through. Timeout on the field with 10:51 to play third quarter. Ohio Dominican 24, Northern Michigan 10. Back after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gable Catholic Radio Studios with a couple of scorer updates for you. Hillsdale has just won over Malone, a 41-16 final for the Chargers, and 10:30 to go left in the fourth quarter. Northwood leading Quincy 42-32. Let's now send it back out to Todd and Scott at the Superior Dome.
Wally with his right foot puts the ball in the air, and Christian Jesse will backpedal and take it his own two on the far side. To the 10, middle of the field 15, hit and tripped at the 20-yard line for ODU. All right, that scoring drive, 10 plays, 58 yards, and 4 minutes and 4 seconds. The great starting field position was aided on a personal foul and a kickoff by the kicker. Thank you. And the Panthers answer with a touchdown, avoiding disaster because of their own penalty, and now have a 24-10 lead back out to a 2-touchdown advantage.
And two big third down conversions, or actually a fourth down conversion on the first
right.
One, fourth and eight. Miller finding Johnson here on the near sideline, and a big third down conversion after the penalty to set up that touchdown.
All right, first down and 10 Wildcats from right to left with three receivers right. Wyatt Jurison, the running back, is going to get carry number one. He ran right into Paul Wesselhoff at the 25-yard line, short gain of a couple. Leading tacklers in the first half for ODU, Nico Tanksley had 7. Brad McCurdy had 6. And Justin Bell had 5 for the Panthers. 2 turnovers. Cody Culbertson on a deflection had an interception. And the Panthers got a fumble recovery by Brad McCurdy on a ball that I believe might have been knocked free by Dominic Clegg. Second down and 7 here. After the gain of 3, they'll go 2 backs for the first time with Collier joining Jurison. And Sapanik will throw the left-hander near side. Caught by Tucker at the 25. Moves to the middle of the field, 30, 35, and then hurtled into the air and then was hit by 3 Panthers down at the 41. Gain of 16. Tucker had a great last drive and now picks up where he left off on this first catch of the second half.
Well, another great move there by Tucker because the Panthers had him bracketed. You had Akins and Bell. We're right there on the catch, and he was able to split his way between the two of them and get a big gain coming back across the field.
From the 41, the panic on first down and 10. Play action pass. Looks right, back to his left. Now pressured a little bit, hit by a Panther, ridden out of bounds on the northern sideline by both Nico Tanksley and Warren Shields. Did he get back to the line? No, looks like he lost a yard. So that'll be a sack here for the Panthers, who had 11 in the first 2 weeks. Haven't quite been able to get to Sapanik. They've gotten to him. They've been able to bring him down a couple of times, but still getting a little bit of pressure on him.
Well, that's going to be the key thing. And then this Northern Michigan offense line did a good job last week. Sapanik was only brought down once. And that right there was good coverage. He was looking for Tucker again here on the near side. That time Akins was with him step for step. And Sapanik really had nowhere to go.
9:20 to play third. Panthers lead by 14 points. Cody Sapanik on second and 11 for Northern Michigan. Throws near side Tucker at the 44 and then tapped out of bounds by Justin Bell at the 46. So that short passing game that worked them down the field to end the first half, they stay with it here. Now it'll be third and 6.
Hey, we've only seen them really try to take a couple of shots down the field. There was a long incompletion early. They were able to get a pass interference call there. That was a really big play near the end of the first half. But so far, it's really, you know, just been 4 or 5 yard hitch routes that they've been running.
Northern 5 of 9 on third downs in the first half. They need the 49 of ODU. Sapanik takes it. Panthers rush four. Throw over the middle is going to be caught. And a first down. Terrence Stye makes the catch. They needed six. They got eight. First down, Northern Michigan.
That was good coverage by Culberson. I mean, he was right there with them step for step. Just a better throw by Sapanik. He was able to set his feet, really lead his receiver on that throw and get the first down for Northern Michigan now into ODU territory.
8.5 to play in the third quarter. And they will have two receivers over to the right. They're running some guys out there that haven't seen much time. Austin Young is over there. Two receivers near side, Smart and Tucker. And Sapanik throws down the middle. Collier out of the backfield to catch. 25 to the 15. And hit down by Bell and Harris at the 12. Gain of 35. First down for Northern.
A couple times now that Northern's been able to exploit the middle of the Panther defense. A couple of runs by Sapanik. That time Collier out of the backfield. Really just coming through unchecked and able to get the big gain now into the red zone.
Had two catches last week for only 13. Big gainer there. And now they'll have trip receivers left and one right for Sapanik. Jurison in the backfield. Panthers scrambling on defense. Sapanik will keep up into the hole. 10. Tripped at the 5. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Northern Michigan. They battle right back and get into the end zone. And they're a point after away from making it a one-score game again.
Really just caught the Panther defense off guard there. Harrison and Omame were switching sides on the defensive line, and neither one of them were able to get set before that ball was hiked. And really just kind of an easy run up there for Sapanik.
Second touchdown run for Sapanik today. And now Linkenheimer out to try the extra point. Good snap. Good hold. He kicked the laces. The Panthers block it. Cody Culbertson catches it out of the air, and he's got a convoy of blockers. Culbertson to the 30, and then finally will be caught and drug out of bounds at the 42-yard line. So the Panthers block the point after and make it an 8-point game. Timeout on the field. 7:42 to play, third quarter. It's Ohio Dominican 24, Northern Michigan 16. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studio, some scores for you. Number 19, Florida, leading Tennessee 10-7 with 11:45 to go in the second quarter. Notre Dame with a 3-0 edge over the Michigan State Spartans with 11:48 to go in the second quarter. And also in the second quarter, number 24, Wisconsin with a commanding 21-10 lead over the Purdue Boilermakers. Let's head back north to the Superior Dome.
Linkenheimer's kick is away, fielded by Nichols at his own 2, up the hash marks 20, and then bang down hard at the 26-yard line. That's where ODU will take over. So the scoring drive for Northern, 7 plays, 78 yards in 3 minutes and 4 seconds. Interesting, a big block of the extra point. I mentioned on the play that he kicked the laces. I don't know that that had anything to do with the fact that it was blocked, but it might have had a little bit to do with the timing of it. Maybe the holder spinning it around. I don't know what it was. Somebody got a hand on it and almost got 2 points out of the deal.
It was a big push up the middle, and Culbertson was able to catch that ball cleanly. And you're right, it looked for a moment there that he was going to have some room down the sideline, but good pursuit by Northern Michigan to prevent that from being a big swing there for ODU.
So it's 24-16 in favor of ODU. Panthers will open up with 2 in the backfield here on first down and 10. They'll throw it left to Abe Johnson. Upfield 25, hit at the 30, down at the 32. And it'll be a 6-yard gain for Ohio Dominican. Ronnell Spates was in the backfield that time for the Panthers. First time we've seen him this year. 5'9", 180 senior out of Villa Angela, St. Joe. He'll check out. Panthers will go back to their three wide receiver set, and Mark Nichols will remain in the backfield here behind Mark Miller on second down and 4 for ODU from the 32. It's Nichols. Straight forward, 35, first down, 40 to the 43-yard line. tackle was made on the play by Nick Krause, who was back in there after being injured earlier. Big gainer for Nichols again, first and 10 Panthers.
Hey, you mentioned Krause back in the game. Abe Johnson came up a little gimpy after that last reception and went to the sideline.
And it's Nichols again up the middle. Slowed down this time, but still works his way out to the 46 after gaining three. And it'll be second down now for Ohio Dominican. I'm searching on the sideline, partner, for number two. Not the defensive end number two,
yeah.
The running back. I see him now. He's at the 35 to the left, standing next to Ron L. Spaten. Doesn't seem to be injured of any sort. Second down here and seven. Backfield again with Nichols behind Miller from the 46. And a quick throw left. Dez Stewart, 45-50 to the northern 46 and out of bounds. First down, Ohio Dominican with 6:20 to play, third quarter, leading 24-16.
Got a feeling this might be a little bit of a shootout here in the second half, Todd. Both these offenses, they're moving the ball pretty well.
All right, first down and 10. I'll get into my thought after this. From the 46-yard line, Miller looks left. He's got Dez Stewart, 45. He's ahead now to the 40 and down at the 38-yard line. This is college football 2013.
Also true.
I mean, that's just how it is. You're squeezing off about 15 to 20 more plays per game now. The offenses are getting 600 yards a game. Right now, Northern, they're beat. And we're getting illegal participation again.
Yeah.
They got 12 on the field for Northern. As again, the Panthers just ran right to the line of scrimmage. Northern's defensive line, two of them had their back turned when the ball was snapped. And 12 men on the field is going to make a first down and 10 Panthers.
You know, really, this plays a benefit for the defense. When you look at it, I mean, they had no one who was even really facing the line of scrimmage.
Right.
So if they only get hit for a five-yard penalty, that could have been a huge play for the Panthers on offense. I mean, and Yod Williams wasn't even close to getting off the field. No one was watching the ball.
First down from the 33-yard line, and it'll be Nichols sweeping left. Cuts up field, got through the hole, stays on his feet, 25-20, and down to the 18. A gain of 15 more for Mark Nichols. And there again, Scott, you mentioned it earlier, just a slither of the daylight, and he was able to slip through and pick up big yards.
Oh, you're right. That big playability that Nichols brings onto the field for you and is able to turn a little bit into a big play there.
And the Panthers are going to get banged for 12 on the field as they had one run off. So they're going to... Nope, Panthers called time apparently first, even though the referee threw a flag. And Ron L. Spates again, Scott, in the backfield. Brandon Schoen with his helmet on right there in the huddle. So either he's slightly banged up or they're just giving Ron L. a little run right here and maybe saving Brandon for a little bit in the fourth quarter. A big day so far for Brandon Schoen. Sodexo Education, the official dining and facilities partner of Ohio Dominican University, is a proud sponsor of the Black and Gold Club and Panther Athletics. Sodexo is the leading provider of food and facilities management services in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, serving 10 million customers in 6,000 locations every day. Sodexo Education and the Panthers, a winning team. It'll be first and 10 Panthers from the 19 with 5:21 to play in the third when we resume.
And about to be back-to-back weeks where the Panthers are going to put two running backs over 100 yards. Nichols at 94 yards on just 14 carries. Schoen at 100 yards by that end of the second series on offense to start the game. Schoen at 11 carries for 141. And right now, as a team, the Panthers 27 carries for 238 yards so far, still with 20 minutes of football left to be played.
And Mark Nichols is going to line up as the quarterback on this play. Stewart left. And Casey Williams right, so quarterback Mark Miller not even out there on the field as the Panthers will line up with two tight ends, and Ron L. Spates will be to the left of Mark Nichols on first and 10 from the 19. Nichols will go to his left, trying to get to the corner and drugged down by the shoulder pad at the 14-yard line, and perhaps a touchdown-saving tackle right there by Brandon Parson.
Ran to the weak side of the formation. He had both tight ends on the right side, and that's where Northern Michigan's defense was kind of overloaded. Was on that side of the formation, and if Nichols was able to maybe just get another half step around that corner, he would have been in for six.
Miller back out there on second and six from the 14-yard line, and Mark looking left, fake pump, now tries to throw one for the corner of the end zone, and has to chuck it way out of bounds, and the Panthers are begging for a penalty on the receiver, Dez Stewart, who looked like he was being held on the sideline.
Well, it was a stop-and-go route. They pump-faked right at the line of scrimmage and then wanted to send him deep, and you had the DB over there,
that's Parson.
Parson just kind of bear hugged him and didn't let him get off the line of scrimmage.
So, third six now from the 14-yard line. Panthers looking to the sideline, play clock at 20, so plenty of time here. It'll be Stewart left, ball left hash mark. Cloud in a slot, Williams wide right. Nichols remains in the backfield behind Mark Miller. Wildcats showing blitz. They're coming up the middle. Miller rolls to his right, looking downfield. Will try and run, and he's out of bounds at the 13-yard line. Gain of one. It'll be fourth and five for ODU as Miller, surveying to the end zone, couldn't find anybody open.
That's just good coverage there by the Wildcats. ODU had three receivers out on that route, and by the time they cross all the way across the field, you've got a lot of defenders in that region, just nowhere for Miller to go. Makes a smart play, just holds on to it, and you send Wally out for the field goal attempt.
So Brent Wally back out again. They'll spot this one on the 20 on the near side hash mark. So a 30-yard field goal coming up for Wally, who is one of the members who holds the record long at ODU at 47. Hayes will snap it. Snyder puts it down. The kick on the way, and it is true. 4 minutes exactly to go now in the third quarter, and the Panthers have added to their lead. It's now ODU 27 and Northern Michigan 16. Well, in the ODU sports roundup, Andrew Shaw is the offensive player of the week for the Ottomanican men's soccer team. And then after being nationally ranked, they went out and beat number 12 Mercyhurst 2-0 earlier in the week. They will be at Lake Erie tomorrow. The women's soccer team also got honors as Laura Clark, Panthers keeper, was the defensive player of the week. And then they came out last night with a nice win over Ferris State 3-1 as Lauren Pratt added two goals for the Panthers. They will host Grand Valley State tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Volleyball splitting their action this week. Last night at Malone, they lost 3-0. Today, they went to Walsh and won 3-0. So a good win for Coach Rally and the volleyball team. It's a little banged up right now. Women's golf team got into action. They played fourth at the Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles Fall Classic earlier in the week with Jamie Ellison finishing 13th. Kickoff is away, fielded by Jesse at the 5, to the 15, cuts through a hole 20, to the outside 25, and out of bounds near the 27, with two penalty markers coming in late all the way back at the 15, likely to be against Northern. And to finish up, women's tennis last night lost to Hillsdale 5-4, Wayne State today. Tomorrow, they are at Finley. Your ODU Sports Roundup for the week. Go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com. Get information on all of the Panthers sports teams. Who writes those stories? Those are good articles.
Aren't they pretty solid?
They are.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
They are solid. All you?
No, my GA, Sarah Twiggs, does a great job.
That's right. Twiggins. All right, so the ball after the penalty is going to come all the way back to the 8. But seriously, you and Sarah do a wonderful job, and without me, I'd probably sound like a hack.
Well, we already knew that.
So from the 8, it'll be first down and 10. Can't wait to get Matt back. He's a lot nicer, I know that. All right, Cody Sapanik and the Wildcats trailing by 11, have it at their own 8-yard line, 3:53 to play in the third quarter. And Sapanik from his own end zone throws right, Jurison out of the backfield to catch at the 12. Warren Shields will make another tackle for Ohio Dominican. Gain of about 3 on the play as they hit Jurison. And one of the offensive linemen right now, Kyle Stuka, sophomore, is going to come hobbling off the field. So he has to be replaced out there on the offensive line. And it'll be second down. Actually, they gave him a 5 on the forward progress. So second and 5 coming up. Two receivers right, one to the left. Jurison in the backfield gets the carry up the middle. And Warren Shields with another tackle at the 17-yard line. Gain of about 4, and it'll be third down coming up now for Northern. Boy, a 3-and-out would do wonders right here for everybody involved.
Has there been a 3-and-out in this game?
Maybe one. Not real confident in saying that I'm right. Third about 2 here.
And that was a great play by Shields. Able to really just kind of attack. He had a blocker, able to drag him down after just a 2 or 3 yard pickup.
Caller in the backfield on 3rd and 2, play action. So panic downfield, throws, it's intercepted by Justin Bell at the 45. He slips but stays on his feet, now coming to the near side, 35. Upfield to the 30, make that Billy Akins on the interception. And he's to the 20-yard line. Third turnover, second interception by the Panthers secondary. I just assumed it was Justin Bell because he catches everything back there. But Billy Akins, who had 2 picks last year off of Northern Michigan, gets another one here today.
Well, huge, not just to get that turnover and get that stop, but again, the field position. ODU got that turnover, the Culberton interception. They start on the 25-yard line in the first half. Now they're going to take over on the 22. Satana kind of pump faked that short route. Nobody bid on it. Akins had their position in the receiver. Nice over-the-shoulder catch, and then a nice return on top of it as well, about 20 yards, bringing it back.
Not only did they get a three and out, but they got a turnover and a great return.
Best of both worlds.
So second time they will have a short field. They scored a touchdown earlier. Nichols stays in the game behind Mark Miller here on first down and 10. Miller, after a long count, takes it, faking left, going deep corner for Dez Stewart, who almost made one of his Dez Stewart-like catches at the two-yard line. But the pass was broken up, and it'll be second down. And Tenkris Washington, a freshman cornerback, first time they've really gone at the youngster, and he made a good play.
Well, Washington didn't bite on the pump fake. They pumped that short route to Johnson and sent Stewart back. Actually, Stewart, I think, just mistimed his jump. I think he left his feet a little too early.
Second down, handoff, Nichols, sweeping left. Head of steam, 20 to the 15. Cut behind a blocker, 10 down to the 8. First and goal. Coming up, Panthers, after a 14-yard gain by Mark Nichols.
And Nichols now over 100 yards on the day. And great job blocking downfield by the receivers. That time it was Dez Stewart able to kind of clear the path. That gives Nichols another 5 to 7 yards on that carry that he wouldn't have.
First down and goal. Nichols again. Great push up front to the 5 and down to the 3, where it'll be second down and goal. This offensive line today of Michael Kelke, Perrin Cunningham back out there after missing last week, Ben Cofer, Jared Howard, and Jake Brandt for the second straight week, doing a great job on the run blocking. Boy, all they do got to do, Scott, is just hold those defensive linemen in place. Give the runners a little bit of daylight, and they're taking advantage of it.
And now ODU bringing a second tight end out. Nate Weeks coming in for Abe Johnson. You're going to load that right side of the line again.
Butler now will move in motion to the left, and the Panthers jumped again. They did that on the last possession, was able to overcome the mistake. But instead of second and goal from roughly the 3, ball's going to come back to around the 8.
That one was on Kelke. Called that on 55 to center.
So new play, Weeks checks out, Abe Johnson back in for Ohio Dominican as they'll have to spread things back out here a little bit. Stewart and Johnson will come to the right, beg your pardon, McLeod and Johnson right, Stewart left. Miller now will back up as Nichols behind him. Second and goal from the 8. Miller takes the snap, looks right, fake pump, lost the ball, deflected at the line, incomplete pass. Boy, as soon as his arm cocked, I looked to the right. The next thing I know, the ball's on the turf.
Yeah,
third down coming up.
Ball got knocked down. Hard to say by who on that end of the field. And the lineman for Northern Michigan, Stook, that getting carted off the field back to the locker room. Right here below us, got injured on that last offensive series. But to go back to this last play, that ball's not knocked down. Abe Johnson open on the slant would have been 6.
So as it is, it's third and goal from the 8. Stewart left, McLeod in a slot left. They go two tight ends with Butler and Weeks right. Nichols behind Miller. Ball in the middle of the field. Wildcats got 11 in the box. Miller takes it, rolling to his left, dumps it out to the left, incomplete. Trying to hit Ronald McLeod. Wildcats sold out, Scotty. They brought 11 guys that time in Mark Miller, and I don't even know if he even saw Stewart or McLeod. He just kind of pitched it out there, and here comes the field goal unit again.
Yeah, you know, I think in that situation, that's what you got to do. As a defense, especially one that's been kind of struggling a little bit, giving up some yards and having some issues stopping the run. And, boy, that false start penalty really coming back to hurt the Panthers, moves them off to 3, back to the 8, and not to settle for the field goal try.
And the third of the day for Wally, ball right in the middle of the field, a 25-yarder. Good snap, Snyder puts it down, and Wally with his third field goal of the day, it is good. 1:09 to play, third quarter, and the Panthers have extended the lead again. It's now ODU 30, Northern Michigan 16 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820. In Columbus, Todd Bell and Scott Miles, Charlie Danis back at the studio. Ohio Dominican 630-some-odd miles north today in the Superior Dome, where in Marquette, Michigan, it's in the upper 40s. But inside here, it's hot. It's warm up here.
Well, you know, and that's the interesting thing. It's actually down on field level. We noticed this before the game. Cooler down on the field level than it is up where we are.
Can't we open a window behind us?
Well, they got the doors open, I think.
But I want a window behind us open.
I don't think that's an option. There's nothing but wood back there.
It is the largest wooden dome in the world. And it holds 8,000, and they got a great crowd here today. Brent Wally has the ball teed up. Panthers lead 30-14 with 69 seconds to go. They'll pooch one up into the air. A fair caught will be signaled for and made by our guy, Treble Cruzell, the guy who led them in receiving a year ago and plays defense this year, and makes the fair catch signal. That Panther drive, 6 plays, 13 yards. And Scott, 3 turnovers by Northern Michigan. The Panthers have scored 17 points off those turnovers and lead by 14.
That's a big stand, though, by the Wildcat defense. ODU is able to punch in a touchdown there, makes it a 3-score game. Instead, now just a 14-point lead for the Panthers. But, you know, you get hopefully get another stop here, maybe get that second elusive three and out, yeah. and hopefully get it back over to the offense.
First down from the 34, Cody Sapanik to throw again. Back to the short game. Got Tucker. This time they close in on him and bring him down. Forward progress will be the 38. Good tackle again by Justin Bell. He doesn't let many go, does he?
No, he doesn't. Preseason All-American, 100 tackles last year. He's in the top 5 in career tackles on the ODU list. He's about as sure as you can get back there in this conference.
Second down and 6. Ball at the 38. Wildcats right to left. Jurison the handoff. This time buried by Paul Wesselhoff at the 36-yard line. Defense playing with confidence on downs 1 and 2. 3rd and 7 coming up now for Northern Michigan.
Paul Wesselhoff right there in the middle of that line has really been kind of a revelation, I think, for the Panthers this season. You got to go to a bunch of freshmen, Paul, a redshirt freshman in this case, to take over for guys like Eli Kovach that have graduated, Vince German. And those guys have really stepped up and responded this year, thrown into the fire.
5 wide receivers for the Wildcats, and we've got movement again by Northern Michigan's offensive line, and Coach Ostrowski is going to strangle somebody. Right now, he's got the visor off, pulling the hair back. The headset now has been readjusted.
He's got a little to learn from the Paul Winters school of headset smashing. That was very, very tame and calm from what we've seen before in the past.
These officials enjoy each other's company as well. They've gathered many times after a penalty.
And this is a simple false start, and there's no reason for a huddle like that.
The only reason they would have is because Sidney Omame had also, he jumped and it was basically on the reaction of the lineman. They wanted to make sure that it wasn't Omame going first to perhaps cause the false start, which it was not, and it's now 3rd down and 12.
Extra DBs on the field here for the Panthers. Thankfully, the only linebacker in the middle.
Wildcats, is that's going to be the end of our third quarter. All right, 3 in the books from the Superior Dome. It's right now the Panthers on top by the score of 30-16 over Northern Michigan. Big third down coming up when we come back on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Northwood hanging on for dear life. They lead Quincy 42-39 with 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter. And a couple teams in the top 20. Baylor leading Louisiana Monroe 35-0. End of the first quarter in that one. And they have just gone to halftime in Evanston, Illinois. Northwestern leading Maine 14-0. Back out to the Superior Dome now.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. As we begin the fourth quarter of play here at a 3rd and 12, coming up now for the Wildcats. As they flip fields, they'll be now from our left to right. Final 15 minutes of action. Panthers trying to get to 3-0. And we'll welcome a top 10 team to Panther Field next week. Sapanik to throw. Panthers bringing 4. Good time. Now Sapanik looking downfield. We'll dump it off. It'll be caught at the 35, out to the 40, 45, 50, into the Panther 49-yard line. A decision had to be made, and it ended up backfiring as the Wildcats will pick up a big first down.
Yeah, that was McCurdy, who kind of a do-or-die play, had to decide if he was going to stay in coverage.
Not on the roster.
No, player not on the roster. Or come up and try to make the play on Sapanik. And he came up to rush Sapanik and ended up just flopping pass over his head and getting a big gainer there on third down.
So to the 49, big third down conversion. Jurison will come out of the backfield now. And the ball never got snapped.
I mean, we're looking at about a half a dozen false start penalties. And really, you know, inexcusable on the end of Northern Michigan's players to continue to have these types of false start penalties. You expect it maybe from the road team in this type of atmosphere, loud, you're inside the dome, but for the home team to have continuous false start penalties, it's really just inexcusable when the crowd noise isn't affecting you at all and you're inside your own surroundings.
So first down and 15 now for the Wildcats, backed up their own 46-yard line. Caller coming near side. Nico Tanksley hits him in the hole and then dropped at the 45-yard line. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, but a big play by Nico Tanksley.
Yeah, just good job reading and reacting on that play by Tanksley. And, you know, you're asking these linebackers to do a lot today with usually a four-wide receiver set. These guys have got to be running all over the field. Now you're going to have five wide out on this play, and it's up to Tanksley and Shields to really kind of crash down on those holes.
Second down from the 46. The panic looking near side as they go empty backfield and five wide receivers. Play clock under 10 now as Sapanik will take the shotgun snap. A little high, but he's got it. Smith coming hard. Now Harrison's coming hard, and the two of them have it. So does Gervea, and the Panthers come up with a big sack all the way back to the 38-yard line. Once one got there, they were all there.
That was really all Anthony Smith right there, and a guy that they kind of move inside and outside, both at the tackle and at the end position. He almost had a sack of Sapanik in the first half. This time kept chasing them and was able to run them down, and now you've got a third and 23 coming up for the Wildcats. Panthers D got to get off the field on this play here.
All back near the 38-yard line. They have to get to the 39 of ODU for a first down. Sapanik takes it. Cody looking. Short ball near side. Caught by Smart at the 42 and out of bounds at the 45-yard line. So only a gain of 7. And the Panther defense, which kind of was all started there by that false start penalty that backed them up to first and 15, will get a stop and the ball back.
And I think really Northern Michigan just kind of playing field position on that play. I mean, that was a real short route. Sapanik never looked deep or anything. Receiver came open early and he threw it. So you get the 7 yards and you let Linkenheimer try to do the job he did in that first half and pin ODU inside the 10-yard line.
He'll be standing back at his own 32. Bell hasn't had a chance to return one yet. This is an end-over-end one that Justin will have to let bounce. Takes a big bounce inside the 10 to the 5 and will be down near the 2-yard line. Boy, they've done one thing right today. It has been the special teams punting game. There's no question about it.
Well, transfer from Purdue, Johnson Lingenheimer. I'm not really sure what his story was, if he just wasn't getting a chance to play there or not. But they certainly have lived up to the billing. This week we heard from Calvin Larson, their SID. Had a couple nice punts last week that helped flip field position against Finley, a 59-yarder and a 51-yarder as well. So certainly back-to-back weeks he's been getting the job done for him.
All right, first down and 10 from their own 2. How about this? The fourth time ODU has had a possession start inside their own 6. This time Miller turns and gives to Nichols straight up into the hole, and he is to the 5. And that's going to be it. So still Mark Nichols. Brandon Schoen still on the sideline over near the offensive coaches, signaling in plays and throwing players in and out of the lineup. But we haven't seen Brandon much here in the second half.
Touchdown run, I think, was the last play.
Yeah.
On the field. Didn't really notice anything on that play. He got around the left end and scored.
And again, it's not like he's standing holding his helmet. His helmet's on. Second down. Nichols behind Miller. They're both still in the end zone. Second and 7. And it's Nichols going right this time through the hole. 5 and down at the 10. And 5 more for Mark Nichols. Third down and 3 coming up. Clock winding. 11:13 to play in the game. Ohio Dominican leading 30-14.
Stretch play there by the Panthers. And a good job of backside pursuit because Nichols actually kind of got caught from behind on that play, which you don't see too often. And again, he was about one cut away from turning that upfield, potentially breaking free into the secondary.
See if the Panthers play it safe here and keep it on the ground on third down and a little less than 3. Miller brings Butler in motion, turns, gives to Nichols. Up the hole and fights forward, and it looks like by the far side official that he's got the first down. Big, big first down for Ohio Dominican as they will move the chain.
That's a good job, I think, by Jared Butler right there. He was able to come over and go in one-on-one against the defensive end. Defensive end kind of got caught crashing too far up the field. Butler screens him out of the way. and Nichols able to cut right up the middle and get enough for the first.
And he'll go back to the horse here as he'll carry out over the 15 to around the 16-yard line. A week ago, Mark had 16 carries for 119 yards. Third on the all-time rushing list for Mark Nichols. He's over 100 again today, so that's five of the last six games that Mark Nichols has gone over 100 going back to last year. And he had that huge game against Malone at the end of the year last year. Second down and eight after a gain of two. Nichols still in there behind Mark Miller. Butler comes in motion to the near side. Ball right hash mark, play action pass. Miller rolling to this near side, will throw downfield through the hands of Nate Weeks and incomplete. When it was let go, I thought it was going to Dez Stewart about 10 yards further downfield, but it went off the fingertips of the Panther tight end. It'll be third and eight. Clock stops, 9:42 to play in the game.
Yeah, not a great throw. A little bit high out of the hands there of Mark Miller, probably one that he would like to have back because Weeks was open, dragging across the middle, and that would have been enough for a first down for ODU. Now you've got third and long here at about your own 16-yard line.
Wide out right, Johnson Stewarter to the near side. That's McLeod to the right. ODU needs the 25 for a first down. Again, the Wildcats showing blitz. They'll turn and give to Nichols. Wall of blockers, but he's going to be tripped up at the 20, and Parson will come up and make a fine open field tackle. One of the captains on the defense for the Wildcats gets a good stop. Panthers try to cross him up on third and long, keeping it on the ground. What it does is it keeps the clock rolling, and with 9:25, the punting unit will come onto the field.
I think a good play there by ODU. I mean, you've had success running the football, and, you know, with the way this offense is structured, trying to run for 8 yards on third down really isn't, you know, out of the equation of possibilities with the success they've had, especially today. 280 yards on the ground already.
Snyder, one punt for 39. Back out there. We'll send one up towards the wooden structure. And Parson makes a dangerous catch at his own 39. And they'll finally gang tackle him at around the 47-yard line. Good punt by Brent Wally. A dangerous catch by Parson with a Panther flying past him, but a good return. And Northern trailing by two touchdowns with just under 9 minutes to go. We'll have it from their own 47-yard line.
Yeah, good field position here. And, you know, situation with this time and score, defense really just needs to come up with probably one, maybe two more stops, and you'll feel pretty good. Certainly want to get the stop here, and hopefully the offense can bleed enough time down that Northern won't have enough time to make up the two-possession deficit they're facing.
On first down, Sapanik gives to Collier, flea flicker back to Sapanik, throwing downfield. It's going to be caught by Tucker and down at the 25-yard line. Billy Akins almost blew that entire play up as he got right to Sapanik as he caught it, but somehow Cody Sapanik muscled it downfield for Tucker in a big play.
Well, Akins on the corner blitz had an open shot at Collier, and if it was just a straight running play, he would have had him easily. Then he had to redirect on the flip, and that was just enough to give Sapanik the time for the completion.
Over the middle, Jesse the catch. Plastered by McCurdy at the 18-yard line, but a gain of seven. And we've got a penalty marker down, and it's going against Northern Michigan. If that's the line of scrimmage.
Illegal shift, I believe, is what they're calling. And that's going to wipe out about a 7 or 8 yard pass play there on first down.
So we get the call. And that is correct on the illegal shift. Penalties continue to mount up today as 10 penalties against Northern. Not a great deal of yards, just 57 yards, but boy, 10 penalties.
Well, they had a bunch last week, I believe. Yeah, they had 11 last week for 105 yards.
First and 15 now from the 30.
Two most penalized teams in the conference so far through the first 2 weeks.
And Sapanik will keep following Jurison into the hole. Wesselhoff's got him from behind, and the Panthers will bring him down at the 23. Gain of seven on the play. Wildcats trailing here by a score of 30-14 on their homecoming day. Their second game of the year, second straight home game for them. Only team in the North that on their schedule had to face the top three teams from the South from a year ago. Last week, Finley, who finished third. Today, the Panthers, who finished second. And then next week, the conference winner, Ashland, will come be their opponent. Sapanik will look to throw, rolls left, back over the middle, incomplete. He had an open smart, and it'll be third down. So to finish that, they play Finley, ODU, and now next week they'll go to Ashland as that's not an easy way to open up your crossover schedule.
Certainly not ideal for you. And you know, in the South, when you look at it top to bottom, you think is probably improving a little bit. Lake Erie, a big win over Wayne State today, and you look at you know, Finley's off to a tough start, but you know, hung close with Saginaw today. You know what Ashland's capable of doing. You've seen Walsh seems to be getting a little better. So the South Division trying to match what the North's been able to do.
Third and eight. So Panic will look to throw. Rolls left. Now he's going to run 20, 15. He's got the first down, and he is down at the 14-yard line. Boy, Warren Shields had a long run at him and hit him just as he slid down. So Panic wants to know why there was no penalty. I slid and I got hit. Why is there no call?
That was a late slide, though, by Titanic.
I think he just barely got the first down.
I think that's the right. It's a good no call on that play. You know, that's just a football play, I think, right there.
Well, Titanic knew he had to get a couple more yards to get the first down, which he did. At the 14 now for Northern with 7.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Two receivers left, two to the right. Cody Titanic gives to Wyatt Jurison. Moving left, back right. He's to the 10, down to the 9. Second down and 6 now. Boy, Wyatt Jurison, just a workhorse today, carrying the football. He's closing in on 100 yards on the afternoon.
Well, certainly impressed with his effort and a legacy player here at Northern Michigan. I saw his dad on the Hall of Fame wall here for Northern Michigan, football player in the mid-80s.
Second down and 6. Jurison again, nice hole, but stood up and dropped. After a gain of about 3. Third down coming up. By the way, you missed an entire another wall of Hall of Famers. After we
more than just those two.
There's more than just those two. There's a Hall of Fame of Labor over on another wall. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was like a million people in that too. All right, third down. 6:38 and counting. Panthers lead 30-16. Ball is on the 7. They need 4 yards here. Cody Sapanik takes the snap, gives to Wyatt Jurison, and he's hitting down short of the first down. He needed to get to the 4. He's at the 5. And a fourth down coming up for Northern, and this is a no-brainer. They've got to go for it here.
Oh, absolutely. And it looks like Jurison was going to have that hole initially, and Jurison comes up a little gimpy after that play. He's actually going to have to come off the field.
Boy, that's the last thing that they need here with a huge play coming up fourth down. Now, they've got a little bit of a luxury because the quarterback, Sapanik, can carry it, but they're going to call a timeout first. We'll pause as well with a fourth down coming up. 30-16, Panthers on top with 6:08 to play in the fourth on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios, a final, Northwood defeating Quincy today by a final of 42-39, and a pair of MAC schools at halftime. Bowling Green leads Murray State 27-0. Kent State trails Penn State 14-0 at the half. Back to the Superior Dome now.
All right, fourth down play coming up for the Northern Michigan Wildcats, and in essence could be the game. Keon Collier will be out there at running back. Jurison stayed out. Sapanik is out there. They spread him out. Two receivers to either side. Fourth and a long yard here. Sapanik going to look to throw. Looking over the middle, and it is incomplete. Cody Culbertson with the coverage on the receiver, Christian Jesse. And the Panthers will get a stop on fourth down and will take over at the 5.
That pass might have been deflected before it got back to Jesse. Hard to tell. I was looking in the backfield. DeAndre Harrison just absolutely split Sapanik in half. He drilled him about a half second after he let go of that football. Sapanik was slow to get up, but a great defensive stand inside the 10-yard line. A couple times now this defense has stiffened inside the 10. They got a big turnover there in the second quarter on the fumble recovery to keep Northern Michigan off the board. You keep them off the board here. Now the offense a chance to put together a little drive. Hopefully salt this one away.
Fifth time now. They'll start a drive inside their own 6. They'll bring Nichols in motion. He'll join Miller in the backfield. Mark gives to Mark Nichols, and he's up through the hole. 10 to the 15 and down to the 18-yard line. First down on one play. And here in this second half, Scott, the Panthers have had a pretty good possession of the ball. You got to think this defense for Northern Michigan going to be a little worn down now.
A little worn down, and now you can give Nichols about 148 yards on the ground after that carry, shown 141.
And then that's no Brandon Schoen here in this fourth quarter, almost this entire second half. Here's Nichols now again coming in motion. He'll join Miller in the backfield and get the carry again. Straight through the middle over the 20 to the 21-yard line. Second down, second down at about 8 coming up now for the Panthers. Locked down to 5:20 and counting here in the fourth quarter. And some of the faithful here at the Superior Dome taking their kryptonite and going. Second down and 7 coming up. Panthers taking some time now off of that play clock, which still reads 20. Two receivers right. One of them includes Mark Nichols. Two receivers to the left. Empty backfield for Mark Miller. Again, Nichols will come into the backfield. 6 on the play clock now as Miller will take the snap. Delay again to Nichols. Sidesteps 1, dives forward to the 25. He only got 2. Third and a long 4 coming up for the Panthers now.
I only picks up 2, but you know, he's really running about 25 yards or so on those plays when he's coming in from motion on out of the slot there.
Again, primarily going with Mark Nichols in the second half. Brandon Schoen scored the Panthers' last touchdown. That came with 10:51 to go in the third. Opening drive of the third quarter. A 5-yard run for Brandon. We haven't seen him on the field since. He's been over on the sideline next to the offensive coaches with his helmet on, but has not been in the game. Ronnell Spates has been in there a couple of times to relieve Nichols. Panthers are going to burn their second timeout of the second half. We'll pause as well. 4:06 to play in the game. Ohio Dominican leads 30-16. Back after this on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studio, some scores for you. Ohio 38-0 winners over Austin Peay today. They have just gone to the half at Notre Dame. The Irish leading Michigan State 10-7. And number 19, Florida, leads Tennessee 17-7 at halftime. Let's now head back up to the Superior Dome and rejoin Todd and Scott.
All right, Charlie, third down and 5 play coming up now for Ohio Dominican. After the timeout, they go empty backfield. Two receivers right again, including Nichols. Two over here to the left. Now again, Nichols will come in motion. They will jet sweep it to him near side. Cuts up field, spins, and stops short of the first down. At the 27, so Northern Michigan will get a stop. And will get the football back with under 4 minutes to go, trailing by 2 touchdowns.
At that time, the Panthers, left side of the offensive line, just not able to quite feel the edge, but had over 300 yards rushing for ODU this afternoon. That's the 6th most in a game in school history. And you're able to get a first down. You're able to bleed some time off this clock. And Northern, with just 2 timeouts left, are going to have less than 3.5 minutes to go to make up this 2-touchdown deficit.
And they're coming after this punt by Snyder, and he will just get it away. A low line drive, end over end kick that'll roll inside the 30 and to the 25 and be down right there. Good job by Snyder to get rid of it. And the Panthers special teams again today with a flawless effort, including blocking an extra point.
And no penalties either on special teams. And there, I mentioned blocking the extra point, keeping this a full 2-touchdown game as well. So,
you know, not to be overlooked today, but 6 times the Panthers started a possession inside their own 6. All 6, they got a first down.
Yeah, I believe
they got at least one first down. And a couple of them, they ended up with scores.
Yeah.
First and 10 from their own 25 for Northern Michigan with 3:15 to go in the game. And Sapanik will look to throw. Steps up, hit and drop from behind by Anthony Smith. Panthers come up with another sack. They had 11 in the first 2 weeks, couple more today.
And Anthony Smith was actually getting dragged to the ground on that play. Very easily could have been a holding penalty and still just has enough burst. This is a big line for Northern Michigan, averaging over 300 pounds across that front five, but Smith just too quick, beat him off the snap and gets the sack.
So a loss of four, back to the 21. Second down, empty backfield. Sapanik from our left will fake pump near side. Now we'll look to run. 25, and Omame from behind will bring him down after a gain of seven. He wanted to throw the ball. There was no receiver there. And
yeah.
knew he could only run the ball.
Yeah, I don't know if that was just a mix-up on the route or if he was, maybe that was a designed run all the way. I'm not sure, but there was, or he pumped the throw of the ball. There was nobody looking.
All right, third down and seven now. Ball at the 28. They have to get to the 35. Again, empty backfield. Panthers with three down linemen, four are coming. Looking to throw is Sapanik. Deep ball near sideline, and it's over the outstretched arms of Billy Akins, who was about the only man out there. Terrence Dye, sophomore wide receiver, was out there for Northern. Akins almost got a second pick for the second straight year against the Wildcats, and now it's fourth and seven, and Northern will go for it.
I think if Billy came down with that play, he might not ever want to leave the UP. That would have been a heck of a grab there along the sideline. Actually, he might have been asking Coach Conley if he could switch over to offense, play some receiver. That would have been a nice over-the-shoulder grab.
All right, here you go. Fourth down. Wildcats 0 for 1. They need the 35. Empty backfield. Sapanik throws to a wide-open Christian Jesse. First down and tripped up at the 41-yard line by Bell. They pick up 13, and they'll move the chains.
Panthers just outnumbered there on the left side. They had three receivers on that side of the formation, and only two defensive backs to account for them.
First down and 10, Northern at the 41. They trail by two touchdowns. And it'll be Sapanik again, looking left, back to his right, short ball to Tucker, and tackled inbounds by Dominic Clegg at the 48. Now a penalty marker comes in late.
Really? This is curious to see what they're going to call here.
And the penalty marker was thrown in the area where the tackle was made, but I don't think it has anything to do with the tackle.
It wasn't a late hit by any stretch of the imagination. Clegg's got his hands up. I'm not really sure what they could be calling here because Clegg just tackled him. It's just right
face mask.
Tackle.
The only thing I think
he was down, he got him around the ankle.
All right, fine. There's no foul on the play, just like you said.
He tripped the ball carrier. Why would they even think to throw a penalty on that play?
From the 47. Second down after they pick up six.
And the clock winding, too. Importantly, as you mentioned, stayed in bounds.
1:40 to go in the game. Sapanik empty backfield, and Cody will look to throw. Now rolling to his left.
Anthony
looking
Smith
down
held again.
Field, and Sapanik will get to the Panther sideline and be out of bounds at midfield. Yeah, you're right. Anthony, somebody had a hold of his jersey. Jordan Murph is out there for the Panthers, a sophomore out of Cincinnati Withrow, as they try and run some fresh D linemen out there. Third and a yard now. Sapanik now will have Caller in the backfield with him. Snap back, looks to throw to the left and way out of bounds. Boy, Dominic Clegg came untouched on the far sideline and forced Sapanik to not only throw it away, but throw very high and out of bounds, and it'll be fourth and a yard.
Panthers sent seven on that play. So going after Sapanik on the third and one situation, and as mentioned, that was Clegg who had the pressure in his face and forced that high throw out of bounds.
You had to go to a second hand there.
I did. I was a few more defenders coming in. I would have been using toes.
Fourth and a yard with 1:25 to go. Panthers look like they might be coming again. And Sapanik's going to keep it straight through the middle. This is a problem. 40, 35, 30. Rumbles to the 25. He'll pick up 25. That's a pretty good play call right there.
Yeah, though, again, we've seen this quite a few times, probably about four or five times that Sapanik's had that middle of the field wide open. Where they spread the Panthers out and able to get a big gain on it.
First and 10 from the ODU 25, but Northern down by two touchdowns with 1:10 to go. Cody Sapanik looking to throw off his back throw, just throws it up for grabs and incomplete. Has he been hit that many times, Scott, that as soon as he saw pressure, he just chucked it?
Well, yeah, I mean, and this is the point of the game where...
I mean, you got to stand in there and take another shot and throw a completion, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if he would have been able to step into that throw, he might have had Jesse working the post route deep to the end zone, and it was about 5 to 7 yards overthrown, but you got a minute left, down two touchdowns. You got to make a play here if you're this Wildcat offense.
Second down, clock stop, ball at the 25-yard line with 1:04 to play in the game. Empty backfield for Sapanik, takes it, looks left, fake pumps, looks right, now has to scramble a bit, and against his body, throws it well out of bounds again as Jalen Guevara was there with the pressure. It'll be 3rd and 10.
As you mentioned, now, you know, you've had Harrison and Omame out these last couple of plays.
So your two best pass rushers aren't even out there right now.
You're still able to get some pressure on him and force the incompletion.
Well, the big uglies for Northern, hands on their hips, looking to the sideline. They need a big play here, do the Wildcats. 3rd down and 10 from the ODU 25. Panthers lead 30-16. Sapanik takes a quick throw on the slant. It is caught by Dye. Three Panthers bring him down at the 18 after a gain of 7. And Northern was going to have to burn a timeout here, aren't they? Clock winding with 45 seconds to go.
Still winding, yeah.
And it's 4th down. They're going to go for it.
They got two timeouts left. I mean,
so they're just going to run their 4th down play here with no timeout. 4th and 2. Sapanik takes it. Throws it over the middle. And a flag coming out. McCurdy hit him a little early. That's a good call by the officials. And the pass interference will extend the drive for Northern Michigan with 31 seconds to go.
Yeah, Todd, 16 seconds ticked off.
I don't understand that. I mean, I understand you want to preserve your timeouts if you can, but on a 4th down play coming up, everybody's exhausted. I mean, you got to call it there, but drive will continue after the pass interference. Scott, that was pass interference on a Dominican, right? Half the distance to the goal, spot the ball. Why are they talking? What are they talking about?
I mean, I don't even know.
Are they talking about Harvey's in Saginaw Valley?
They might be. Yeah, they very well could be.
What an unbelievable restaurant.
Great restaurant. Great meal. Barbecue chicken, mac and cheese.
That was your boy Ashton Cooper picking that one out, right?
I got to give credit where credit is due.
The A-Dog comes out of the woodwork. Brought us no clothing from the store he manages. Let you pay for the dinner, and next thing you know, he's gone. He disappears. 1st and goal from the 7. Sapanik being pressured, hit as he throws, and for Jesse, and it's out of bounds. Too far as Cody Culbertson came untouched from the edge, and again had a big hit on Cody Sapanik, who has got a long ice bath in his future.
I'll tell you, and that was one that Sapanik saw him coming. I mean, he's a left-handed quarterback. That's coming right in his line of vision. He could see Culbertson coming, and he did try to hang in there as long as he could and had to let it go. And Culbertson really just kind of laid the wood on him and knocked him out there.
2nd down play, 2nd and goal from the 7. Panthers lead by 14 points. And Sapanik throws, and it's almost intercepted by Justin Bell at the 1-yard line. It still almost ended up in the hands of Terrence Dye. And it'll be 3rd down and goal from the 7.
Oh, you know, Justin Bell wanted his hands on that football.
Yes, he did.
He catches that. He's running 99 yards for a touchdown.
And the Wildcats will be burning a timeout here now, as it'll be 3rd down and goal from the 7. Stay with us in our post game. Charlie Danis will have scores from the conference. A lot of high scoring games. Still a couple of big matchups coming up tonight. And we'll have comments from head coach Bill Connolly on the field after the ball game. 23 seconds to go. Next week, Grand Valley, right now ranked 10th in the country by the Coaches Association Top 25 poll. They are 2-0 hosting Tiffin tonight. So unless the Dragons send shockwaves through Division II football, it'll be 3-0 Grand Valley and ranked in the top 10 against Ohio Dominican, who has been in the receiving votes department of the top 25 since the preseason poll came out 4 weeks ago. And what will be a knockdown, drag them out fight next Saturday. Panthers lost 46-41 at number 4 Grand Valley a year ago with less than a minute to go. All right, here we go. 3rd down and 7 now. Sapanik back corner left end zone. It's a jump ball, and it's caught, and it's a touchdown. That is a touchdown for Keandre Craig, a freshman who only came in on about the last couple of plays. And Northern not done yet with 19 seconds to go. They are still alive.
And Daquan Harris a little upset there. He had the inside position on on the receiver, he turns around and looks at the official. Hard for us to tell. That's all the way long ways away in that far back corner, but Harris was awfully upset that there wasn't a call there for offensive pass interference.
So Jonathan Linkenheimer out to try the point after. Low snap, handled though this time, and put through the uprights. That was well done by Trey Hipke, their holder. So we're got an onside kick coming up to determine the outcome of this one, perhaps. 30-23. Ohio Dominican with the lead. A win today by ODU. And they would be 5-15 all-time against the GLIAC North Division team. And what's important about that is they started 0-5. So it would be 5-5 since then. And got a win today in the brief three-plus years of GLIAC play for the Panthers. They would be 500 on the road in this conference. And it is not easy to win. Last week, the home teams were 7-1.
Tough to win on the road in this conference.
It is.
Very tough to win. And you throw in, 10.5, 11-hour trip up here. Great crowd. Their homecoming. The team that's been playing well and has knocked off teams like Grand Valley and Saginaw Valley here recently. If you can come away with this, regardless of what the score is and regardless of the fact that you've been outgained in this contest, I think you're going to be pretty happy if you can walk away with this with the victory and go to 3-0 on the season and 2-0 in the GLIAC. But now you got to recover this onside kick here.
And team is out there for the Panthers that includes Brandon Schoen. Linkenheimer has it teed up on the near side hash mark. Panthers will call time. So we got Schoen, Aiken, Stewart, Butler, Clegg, McLeod, Bell, Bates, Johnson, and Nichols. All out there. About every skilled player or defensive player who plays in the secondary that's on the 53-man travel roster for ODU. So a timeout burned by the Panthers. Again, 19 seconds to go. ODU leads 30-23.
An interesting situation, Todd, for ODU to be in during this winning streak. It's come by an average of over 30 points per game. So they haven't really been in a lot of these types of situations here. And, it certainly would be a nice one to have. This really kind of tests the character and resolve of your team if you're able to hold on here and recover this onside kick.
Up again, Linkenheimer will still have it teed up on the near side hash mark with six of his teammates to his far left. Got the go for play signal. He'll bounce it along the ground and it will be fielded by the Casey Williams had it, then lost it, and now it's a scramble. And we'll just let it unfold.
ODU ball.
Nobody around the pile was pointing at all. Boy, it was perfect right to Casey Williams, and he just couldn't hang on to it.
Well, it was a low
swiver.
Yeah.
Didn't get that bounce. So the Panthers are a victory formation away from walking away with a 3-0 start to the campaign, first time since 2007. Panthers over 300 yards rushing today, their biggest output of the year. And Mark Miller in under center will take the snap. He'll kneel down on it. Clock is going to expire, and the Ohio Dominican Panthers are winners on the road today at Northern Michigan by the final score of 30-23. All right, Panthers postgame show is coming up. We'll hear from the head coach, Bill Conley. Final stats, scoring summary, final scores from around the country, all that coming up, and it all starts with Charlie Danis in the studio.
Thank you very much, Todd. Another great day to be a Panther as Ohio Dominican comes away with a 30-23 win over the Wildcats of Northern Michigan. Coming up on the Panthers postgame show, we'll recap today's game, talk with Ohio Dominican head coach Bill Conley, and update you on scores across the GLIAC and beyond. You're listening to Ohio Dominican football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.